The Long Way Home, written by Audrey Howard and read by Carol Boyd.
Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living. But the child that is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blithe and good and gay. Chapter 1.
Will I light the fire before I set off, Mum? It's terrible cold, and I don't want you out of bed till it's warmed up a bit.
The child hovered uncertainly at the foot of the bed in which lay the still figure of a woman. The bitter winter cold that seems worse just before dawn, and which in midwinter did not break until 8 o'clock, struck a chill right into the bones, and the child shivered, pulling her thin shawl about her and doing her best to draw her equally thin nightdress down about her bare feet.
Mum, are you awake?
She took another step round the iron bedstead, moving carefully across the huddled shapes of her brothers and sisters, who were still asleep on threadbare palliasses, her 5 sisters curled up on 2 pushed together, her 4 brothers top to toe in another. The baby, a boy just 1 year old, was sleeping peacefully next to Mam. Pa had already left for work on the early shift at the Camel Laird shipyard in Birkenhead, where steam vessels were built and where he had managed to get a job as a casual labourer, along with many of the men who lived in and around Earl Street. He and Dolly fought their circumstances tooth and nail in an effort to keep themselves and their children from the workhouse in Arthur Street, and he was forced to take any work that came his way. They had, so far, managed to avoid applying for outdoor relief. Dolly was one of the lucky women in the area who did not have to struggle against her husband's drunkenness, which dragged many families even further into a soul-destroying poverty. Where their husbands drank their wages away at the Old Swan on the corner of Prussia Street, Pa brought his home every Friday night and put it all in Mam's hand. Next week, the screw steamer St. George was to be launched, which would be in service between Fishguard and Rosslare, and Mam had told her eldest daughter she must look up those places in the Atlas when she got to school. She was like that, was Mam, doing her best to help them all with their schoolwork. Amy Pearson longed to crawl back under the worn but neatly mended bedclothes that covered the palliasses and snuggle down beside her sisters, warm herself among them. But she knew she would have to get them all up, though they would argue with her, as the older ones, like herself, needed to get ready for school, or the school inspector would be after them. It was something or other, she couldn't remember the exact word, to attend school, which meant they had to go, or Mam and Pa would get into trouble. But it was hard when you were only 10 years old to make the others do as they were told, what with Mam so sick and Pa at work. Like their Claire, who, though 6 years old, must stop at home today since she was deemed responsible enough to mind the little ones. They took turns, her and the older girls, to stay at home and mind Mam and the youngest. Only until Mam was better, of course. Then they could all attend Lower Milk Street School. There Sammy said he would gladly mind them because he bloody hated school and Claire could go in his place today. But Sammy wasn't a trustworthy lad, and Mam had told him to watch his language. Mam didn't like language. The bedroom smelled sad and sour, a mingling of dampness and decades of dirt, old clothes and unwashed bodies. And yet it was considered a clean home, for Dolly Pearson was a good wife and mother. She was a good worker and all, when she was well, that is, going each day to the laundry, where she stood at her tub for 12 hours at a time, her younger children about her, and her family were decent. But since she'd fallen ill with this dreadful wasting disease, barely able to get out of her bed, it had all fallen on Amy. Amy looked forward to spring, praying that the warmer weather would see Mam on her feet again and back at her job at her tub in the bathhouse laundry on Upper Frederick Street, where she washed for the ladies who had no laundry of their own, or if they had, would be too delicate to tackle it.